And we're into Fantasy Week 24. Welcome to the Fantasy Baseball Today podcast on CBSSports.com, Monday, September 8th, 2014, 9:15 a.m. What's up, Scott?
Eastern Standard Time.
Let's not forget that.
Good call. Thank
you. Our country is divided into many time zones.
How many time zones?
Do we count Alaska and Hawaii? I have no idea.
Yeah, I know. I think it gets a little tricky once you leave the continental
United States. The 48s are... how many are in the 48? Four?
Yeah, four.
Yeah.
Right.
Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific.
Can't get anything past this guy.
Yeah.
I have no idea what time it is in Alaska and Hawaii, though.
No.
Email us at fantasybaseball@cbsi.com. Just about every bullpen is in flux, it seems. Well, not quite, but there are some pretty big bullpen notes to get to. Some major injuries that we'll talk about here will help you set your lineup for Week 24, which begins in just a few hours. Early first pitch today, unfortunately. But if you want to send us any emails, we'll do our best to answer your questions. I know we're only doing three shows a week, but we'll, of course, help you out as much as we can. Scott, let's get to the big news. Melky Cabrera out for the season with a broken pinky. Doesn't look like the replacements are all that interesting for Toronto. Anthony Gose, Kobe Rasmus could get more playing time. But Carlos Gomez pinch hit on Sunday and does have a chance to start today. And the matchups for the Brewers are so tasty. I do want to start him.
Yeah, they are awfully good going against the Marlins and the Reds. That doesn't sound so good.
Let me put it this way. Look at the pitchers.
Brad Penny, Nathan Eovaldi, Dylan Axelrod, Tom Kohler. Yeah, yeah. I'd say those are good matchups.
You going to start Gomez?
Well, yeah, I think I would. I know I said that last week, too, and we got burned, but he's had a week off now. Looks like he's ready to go. It's too high end to sit, I think.
Seems like they want to start him tonight.
Yes.
Drew Smyly. Now, this is annoying. He might be out for the year, or done for the year, I should say, because he's pitched 153 innings. He's pitching so well. Might get one start this week at Toronto, but it's not a certainty, so I think you got to sit Drew Smyly. That's disappointing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's that time of year. Those young pitchers, you have to keep an eye out for that sort of thing.
And Danny Duffy left his Saturday start after one pitch with a sore shoulder. It might be a biceps injury, so that's kind of interesting. Probably going to miss his next start, which means Liam Hendricks would start in his place, so you want to avoid Danny Duffy this week. We got a lot more news and notes for you, including a bunch of stuff going on in bullpens. I'm going to ask you about a whole bunch of pitchers.
Okay.
Or, excuse me, hitters. And I want you to tell me if you trust them this week. Guys like Jacoby Ellsbury, Yasiel Puig, who has two home runs in his last 80 games. Jay Bruce, Chris Davis, Kenneth Vargas, etc. But who stood out to you over the weekend other than Matt Ryan, who threw for a franchise record for the Falcons? The Falcons.
He did. Yeah. And set the franchise record for touchdown passes, too. So
not in a game.
No.
But overall?
Career, yeah.
Oh, well, that's interesting. Yeah. It's pretty lousy franchise.
Some Falcons insider knowledge there. Hey, come on, man.
No, Steve
Barkowski was a heck of a guy.
That's who he passed?
Yes.
Okay.
I've never met Steve Barkowski. I never saw him play, even. It's a little too young for that. But anyway, who stood out to me? Let's go with just yesterday, Carlos Carrasco.
Woo!
Another gem. And just to put it in perspective what he's done here in his last six starts, the earned run average probably speaks for himself, but 42 strikeouts to 4 walks. That is domination right there. And to me, a very good indication that this breakthrough is legit. He's the second Jake Arrieta this year, a guy who had potential but failed to live up to it for years on end, and then suddenly he has for whatever reason.
Would you go with a two-start Michael Wacha, who's going to be limited to about 75 pitches at Cincinnati tomorrow, and then Colorado later in the week, where you'd think he'd be able to pitch, I don't know, say around 100, or a one-start Carrasco at Detroit?
I wish it was somewhere other than Detroit, because that would make it easy. But I think even at Detroit, because that second start is at Colorado.
No, it's home.
Is it home against Colorado? Yeah. All right, maybe that swings it back in Waka's favor then. It's a very close call, though. I would rather not sit Carrasco if I didn't have an abundance of options, you know.
Would you go with Yusmeiro Petit for two starts against Arizona and the Dodgers at home, or a one-start Carrasco?
Oh, Carrasco, definitely.
Yeah, Carrasco is pretty much a must-start at this point, I'd say.
Yep.
And he
yep.
just faced Detroit, had a very interesting start against Detroit on September 2nd. 5 1/3, 10 hits, but only one run, one walk, and 10 strikeouts. It was a pretty good fantasy game for him. Didn't get the quality start of the win, but, you know, good earned run average, bad whip, amazing amount of strikeouts. Anyone else? Anyone? I got a lot of people, obviously. Busy weekend.
Well, how about your guy Michael Pineda going 7 innings for the first time on a season high number of pitches,
which was what, like 100?
Oh yeah, 98.
He's, you know what? I'm very surprised at what he's doing because he doesn't strike guys out. He's almost Danny Duffying it, becoming a low whip guy, great ERA, not walking anybody, just throwing strike after strike after strike. And okay, you're not getting the strikeouts from Pineda, but
yeah, right.
It's another guy you can't sit.
Hard to knock the efficiency. He's not going to go 7 innings often with the number of pitches they seem to be limiting him to unofficially, but yeah, his six is pretty much a lock for that with how efficient he's been.
He's got Tampa Bay this week, and Pineda has a whip under one. I know there's not much fantasy analysis here other than don't ever sit guys like Miguel Cabrera.
Yeah.
But I don't own him on any teams, but I would have sat him. Because I thought he was going to miss time this week. And he didn't miss any games, and he went 15 for 30 with four home runs.
And he limped off yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, not that he ever was running well all week, but...
Five home runs.
And I feel like this happened toward the end of last season with, I guess it was a groin issue he was dealing with. That's what he had surgery on in the offseason. But I remember...
I thought he struggled, though. I didn't know he did this at the end of last season.
Well, let me look it up, because I remember I had the question. I was playing in the championship game. Was it against you? Was it the two of us going against each other in the podcast league?
Uh-huh.
And I had this decision because of some kind of injury he had going on that sounded serious for any normal player. But I opted to start him, and I think it paid off. Or maybe I opted to sit him, and it didn't pay off. Or I don't know. I ended up winning.
You won that. Right, that's right.
But all right, let me just look at how he did. Okay, yeah. No, I'm looking at last week's stats. Go ahead and move on to the
all
next
right,
thing.
Here's what we're going to do on today's podcast. It'll be a little bit different than the other Monday podcast because we're really playing week to week at this point. So I'm going to give you a lot of starting pitchers and their matchups, and I want you to tell me how you feel about them. Let's go with Dan Haran, who's a standout for me because he's allowed 2 earned runs or less in 5 of his last 6 starts. Haran is 66% owned. Do you like him this week facing San Diego?
I don't really. I just don't think he's really has a chance to regain my trust here before the season's over. It has been a nice stretch, and he turned things around dramatically last season too, but I think you could do better in a one-start week.
How about Jared Cozart at Milwaukee? Is he better than Dan Haran? Cozart has a 1.27 ERA in his last 5 starts, and he's 4-0 in that stretch.
He has been really good since joining the Marlins. And a big reason why is he stopped walking batters. I think he had...
he's got 6 walks in his last 5 starts.
Yeah, and he had 4 in 3 of his last 4 starts with the Astros. So it was like this immediate turnaround. He's not getting strikeouts anymore, but he's becoming like that kind of ground ball pitcher who... I don't know what's a good comparison, but a guy who... He doesn't get strikeouts, but he gets ground balls and throws strikes. That's... It's like he's reinvented himself. I don't know that I'm ready to trust him yet either in a standard mixed leagues, but I trust him a little more than Haran.
Derek Holland, Scott, 2 starts this year, both of them 7 innings, both of them 6 hits, 1 combined earned run, no walks, 11 strikeouts combined against Seattle yesterday and at Kansas City or in his previous start. He's got Atlanta at home this week. They can't hit. Derek Holland is 34% owned. Is he the next Mike Fiers or Carlos Carrasco? Not strikeout-wise, maybe. Well, I don't know. He can strike guys out. But I'm just saying, just in terms of fantasy impact, a guy that's, you know, if this were earlier in the year, should be 80% owned or something like that.
Well, he's a little different from them because he was already established as a good fantasy option prior to the injury this offseason. But, yeah, after that first great start, I actually cut him in a league because of the roster crunch just yesterday, I think. And then he had this great start. So I'm regretting that now. I think he looks like he's back to form right away. So that's good news.
Would you rather have Holland or Cozart?
Oh, definitely Holland.
Yes, this week too with the Atlanta matchup, pretty good. And then you make anything of Tyler Matzek. He's only 8% owned, but complete game shutout, three-hitter against San Diego. His last three starts have been really good, 23 innings, two earned runs, six walks, 17 strikeouts. Two very easy matchups in there, Arizona and San Diego. But he's got the Mets on the road this week.
He would probably
Oh, no, he doesn't. They have a six-man rotation, so he has St. Louis. No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to sort everything out. He does
Third
have the
time's
Mets.
The charm.
Mets on the road for Tyler Matzek.
All right.
Mets on the road.
He would probably be the last of this group I started. I don't think he's without ability, but three starts for a Rockies pitcher when he was useless before, it's just not enough to win me over.
You have your Miguel Cabrera update yet?
Yeah. Okay, so last season, do you remember, did it end in September? Because he played through September 28th.
I don't know.
And his last six games, he had .391.
Oh.
No extra base hits, but still, it was worth starting him. If
I wonder if they sat him down at the end last year, if they had something locked up. I bet they did, if he only played through the 28th.
I kind of feel like the season ended that early.
Really?
We're not speaking with nearly enough assurance to even talk about
it. Yeah, or fantasy relevance.
Yeah.
So let's move on to the bullpen news. And Scott, you can keep digging. Glenn Perkins is day-to-day with a neck injury. I'd be a little hesitant to start him if I could avoid it, Scott. Glenn Perkins. They didn't seem so optimistic about him. Any thoughts?
Yeah, that's probably, if you can avoid it, that's probably a good idea. Thinking through some of the options, obviously Drew Storen is out there. Not that the job is fully his for the Nationals. It sounds like they're going to go committee, but I have a feeling he'll probably lead that committee. He's been great, and he's been great as a closer before, and he got the save yesterday. So
yeah,
I thought it would be a better
Clipper,
option,
but I was wrong.
Yeah,
Storen has 13 straight scoreless appearances. He and Clipper are both pitching very well. Soriano is not. So Soriano, as you mentioned, he's out of the job. It's closer by committee by now. They're trying to correct Rafael Soriano's delivery. Casey Jansen and Aaron Sanchez were supposed to be sharing the closer's job for Toronto, and they might be, but Jansen got the save on Sunday after blowing it on Friday with a terrible outing, five hits and three runs in one-third of an inning. Edward Mujica is the Boston closer for now, so maybe you can go with Mujica over Glenn Perkins. Would you rather have Mujica or Storen?
I'd rather have Storen. I don't have a lot of faith in Mujica.
Mujica's pitching great, though. He's got a 1.40 ERA since the All-Star break.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have a lot of faith in the Red Sox.
Right, that too.
Eric O'Flaherty was unavailable with a back issue Sunday, and Ryan Cook blew the save for Oakland. Sean Doolittle will likely be back soon. How about Kevin Quackenbush? Do you feel okay starting him? It doesn't seem like Benoit is all that close. I recently read he's about 10 days away, so it seems like Quackenbush would be okay for the week, but I can't sit here and say that's a certainty.
Yeah, I can't either. I feel like Benoit it's just such an indefinite timetable that, and they seem motivated to get him back, so it just seems like it could change so abruptly that would be on the lower end of options I'd look at for relief pitcher.
And Greg Holland, tricep soreness. He missed a save opportunity on Friday. He missed one on Sunday. But he said he was okay to pitch on Sunday. So start or sit Greg Holland?
Yeah, I do feel like I'd start Holland, even though they went to Wade Davis for the save. Like you said, it seemed like one of those situations where he was ready to go, but they wanted to give him an extra day just to be extra careful. And he's so good when he's in there that even if he does get a couple more days off, I'd like to have him starting for me.
So let's say Mujica, Storen, Wade Davis, and Santiago Casilla, who, despite all the talk from Bruce Bochy, still appears to be the primary option there.
Yeah.
Mujica, Storen, Casilla, Wade Davis.
Wade Davis, so not Holland, but Davis?
I'm just thinking of guys who could potentially be out there.
Okay.
And that's it. And Quackenbush. Who would be your top two?
Probably Casilla and Storen. I think I forgot anybody there. Not Quackenbush, not Davis, not Mujica. Yeah.
All right, that covers our bullpen notes. Some injury stuff for you. I talked about Waka and 75 pitches in his next start. He's a 2-start guy. Danny Santana, day to day with a back issue, and he's been so good for fantasy owners. Ron Gardenhire says he doesn't think it'll be too many days before Santana's back. So Santana missed Sunday's game, could play tomorrow. I'm starting him, Scott. How about you?
Yeah, I would too, like you said, because he's eligible at shortstop and has just been on fire the whole second half.
Josh Harrison missed 2 straight games with an ankle injury. Starter Sid Harrison.
I would try to sit him if I was playing him regularly at anywhere other than shortstop, probably, because there are some options at those other positions. But there's a good chance now that he has shortstop eligibility, that's where you're using him. And yeah, I like Santana a little more than Harrison, but I would probably start both at shortstop.
Steven Vogt has a sprained ankle. He missed the weekend series. Tsuyoshi Wada expected to make his next start. Alex Rios, a thumb infection, out at least until the weekend. The Rangers lineup is unrecognizable right now. Henderson Alvarez hoping to pitch this week. He has an oblique strain. He's also been struggling. Seems risky. Yu Darvish out for the season. Brett Gardner was out Saturday and Sunday with an abdominal injury. Starter sit Brett Gardner. He's been cold.
Probably
got to
sit him. Yeah, just not so productive recently.
Michael Morris expected back tomorrow. He has a strained oblique. I feel like I'm ready to just hate him and be done. How about you?
That seems fair. Other than
I don't hate him as a person,
just
my fantasy outfielder.
You know, if you get 14 teams or deeper with 5 outfielders, there's only so much you could do. But yeah.
JJ Hardy was out Sunday with back spasms, but he expects to return today. Pedro Alvarez making slow progress in his recovery from a foot injury. Masahiro Tanaka is feeling better, could pitch before the end of the season. Michael Kadire expected to come off the DL Tuesday. Dustin Ackley could return today from his ankle injury. Very disappointing week for Dustin Ackley. Starter sit this week.
I'm sitting him.
Willian Rosario is off the DL. He didn't start yesterday. Michael McHenry didn't start either, but he's been pretty good for Colorado. Does the Rosario, do you have to sit both those guys now if you can?
In 2 catcher leagues, I don't think you can afford to sit Rosario, but 1 catcher leagues, yeah, I'm pretty much over him.
Josh Hamilton's missed 3 straight with a shoulder injury. He was supposed to come back Saturday, and then he didn't. He was supposed to come back Sunday, and then he didn't, so who knows with Hamilton. Desmond Jennings could miss the rest of the year with a knee injury. Steve Pierce is back. Starter sit.
Sit in mixed leagues.
Edwin Encarnacion is playing with a quad injury. He was the DH Sunday at Boston. You feel okay starting Encarnacion?
Yeah, I do. Did that just happen, the quad injury? Because it seemed like he was coming around after a slow start back from the DL.
Yep.
A couple home runs this week.
Pretty recent thing. He went 0-4 with 3 strikeouts, I think, yesterday. Mike Napoli and Brock Holt have been sick, but they're feeling much better. David Ortiz has a foot injury. He was out yesterday. Starter sit Ortiz.
I'm starting him.
How about Matt Holliday? Back injury.
Yeah, starting him too.
Anthony Rizzo still out with his back injury. You got to avoid him. Changes to 2-star pitchers. Hector Noesi gets 2, and John Danks gets 1. Let's check Hector Noesi's matchups, see how we feel about him. I know he's no Hector Santiago, that's for sure. He's got Oakland and Minnesota at home. Starter sit Noesi.
I never feel good about Noesi.
Brad Peacock is down to 1 start. Jacob deGrom gets 1 start instead of 2 because Rafael Montero is making a spot start Wednesday. And Colby Lewis has 2 starts for Houston. So rotation updates here, a lot going down. Not Colby Lewis, sorry. Unless it is Colby Lewis. Who's got 2 starts for Houston?
I think it might be Colby Lewis, who you put the wrong team next to his name rather than the wrong person, I think.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Yeah.
Colby Lewis for Texas. has two starts. You know what? Don't start him, because I'm not sure what the hell is going on here. Sorry about that. Rafael Montero is going to make a spot start. Then he's going to pitch out of the bullpen. Houston's going six-man. Arizona going six-man. Boston, the Cubs, the Astros, the Padres, they're all going six-man rotations. And the Mets and White Sox are doing that just for now, just temporarily for this week. That could change, though.
Did you mean to skip Milwaukee there?
No, did I?
I didn't hear you.
Oh,
say
yeah,
that.
I did. Wow, that's the big one.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's going six-man rotation, Scott.
Yeah, which is, I mean, all these rotations going six-man is bad news for fantasy because it means less chances of two-star pitchers for the good ones, two-star weeks for the good ones. But Milwaukee, I think it might seem kind of like good news because Jimmy Nelson and Mike Fiers both get to stay in. But at this point, I was just rooting for Nelson to be out of there because he hasn't been good enough to use, really, except as a two-start option in a league where you use him as a relief pitcher. But six-man, he's not going to get too many two-star weeks anyway.
Do you know who the most added player in our leagues is?
The most added player is, without a question, Miguel Gonzalez.
Correct.
I cheated.
49% owned. At Boston, home against the Yankees. What do you think about that? He's pitching great lately.
He is pitching great. It's one of those late season, what do I have to lose kind of moves where it's not like you can fully get behind the guy, but at the same time, he's the hot hand. He's making two starts this week.
He is. Right? He's got Boston on the road and the Yankees at home.
So, it's a Hail Mary. It's a Hail Mary, but I can't say I've never done that before. I've done it a couple times. I think did I do it last year with Bruce Chen? Or was it?
It was 2 or 3 years ago, I thought.
It's another situation of us talking about the recent
history,
and we don't really know.
Would you start Miguel Gonzalez, let's say, over a one-start Michael Pineda?
I probably would, yeah.
How about a one-start Scott Kazmir at the White Sox?
Ugh. That's really.
I think I would, Scott.
That's really a this time of year kind of move.
Scott Kazmir's not pitching well.
No, he's not.
Walked five against Houston the other day.
In a head-to-head league, I could see doing it. Roto league, where you have to guard the percentages, even though I just think the potential for disaster is greater for Gonzalez than Kazmir, despite what they've shown recently. So that's why I'd guard against that potential in a roto league, but in a head-to-head league, you kind of have to pull out all the stops. I think it might be worth it.
Let's look at the rest of the most added list. Edward Mojica, number 2. Danny Salazar, 3. Luis Valbuena, 4. Mookie Betts, 5. I thought I might be able to get Mookie Betts yesterday with a $2 bid in our roto league, and Al Melchior bid $21, so I wasn't gonna get.
Oh, so I didn't get him either.
No, how much did you bid? If only if we had
maybe six.
If we had done this Saturday night, we could have gotten him for $0.
Yeah,
but we waited.
And I thought about doing it too Saturday night because I was back at work on Sunday for NFL season. Normally, I take Sunday
right
that afternoon and make all my roster moves, but I didn't do it, and I miss out on Mookie Betts as a result. That's a shame. That means I probably have to start Dustin Ackley in that league.
No. Yeah, well, everybody, make sure you beat your friends to the waiver wire this time of year. Juan Lagares is 6th. Why?
Why? Yeah. Exactly. Why?
Edinson Volquez, 7. Gregor Blanco, 8. Kuroda, 9. Petit, 2 starts this week at home. Coming off a bad start, but it was at Colorado. He's been really good lately other than that Colorado start. He's RP eligible. Would you rather start Yusmeiro Petit or Miguel Gonzalez this week?
Oh, Miguel Gonzalez.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty safe call.
How about Shelby Miller? Okay.
Sorry. By the way, Juan Lagares is coming off a 30-point week. He had a lot of steals.
I know.
I just figured we should acknowledge it. But yeah, no, I don't trust him to continue hitting well enough to get on base to do that, or necessarily to run when he gets on base, because that's something new.
All right, Fantasy Man. Let me put it this way. Miguel Gonzalez is one of 3 starting pitchers. I'll expand it just for other owner's sake. Five two-start starting pitchers that I want your opinion on. Gonzalez, again, at Boston, home against the Yankees. Shelby Miller at Cincinnati, home against Colorado. Yusmeiro Petit, Arizona and the Dodgers at home. Marcus Stroman, very conflicted about Marcus Stroman. The Cubs and the Rays at home. And Michael Wacha at Cincinnati, home against Colorado.
So that was, can you rattle them off again for me?
Yeah, sure. Gonzalez, Petit, Shelby Miller, Marcus Stroman, Michael Wacha. What do you think this week? How would you rank him?
Stroman, far and away number one.
You feeling all right about him?
I'm not conflicted about him because it's two great matchups. His last two starts were good. I think we said last week it would really depend how his weekend start went as to whether or not we'd like him for this week, and I'm sticking with that. The one concern is, well, do they shut him down before he makes that second start? But I feel good enough about him in the first start that even if that happens, it's not the end of the world.
All right, that's number one for you. How about the rest?
Wacha would be number two, then Gonzalez, then Miller, then Petit.
Are there any hitters that you think are must-adds right now?
Betts, I think, is pretty close to it. Maybe not so much in points leagues where you have less lineup spots to fill, but he's not far from must-add even in those formats.
How about Kennis Vargas? You like him this week?
I do. He was in my top 10 sleepers list in the start and sit hitters column, but he's kind of a roto specialist because the plate discipline's so bad.
Yep. He does not walk at all.
No.
Ever. All right. Now I'm going to ask you if you trust the following hitters this week. Ready? Marlon Byrd. He's been bad lately. Not even a top 90 outfielder in the last 28 days. Trust him?
I do. The Phillies have some of the best matchups, even better than the Brewers matchups who we mentioned earlier.
Eric Hosmer, 4-for-22 with two doubles since coming off the DL.
No.
Jacoby Ellsbury, 3-for-his-last-25, playing hurt.
Yeah, I would trust them.
Brandon Moss.
No. He's a sit this week.
Yasiel Puig, 264 with two home runs, 20 RBI in his last 80 games.
That is a really tough one.
Batted seventh yesterday.
I think you have to stick with him.
Ah,
sorry.
No,
sorry. I do.
I'd bench him for Mookie Betts. How about that, tough guy?
Well,
although I don't know the matchups, but assuming they're fairly equivalent,
they are fairly equivalent. Actually, you could argue the Dodgers is worse.
See, he's not facing Kershaw though, is he? just kidding.
Oh, right.
They're on the same
right.
team.
No, he's not.
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel like, especially in Roto, where like you're getting doubles from Puig, but what else? You're not getting much of anything lately. I'd be all right benching him.
Well, if you're talking especially Roto, you're filling five outfield spots, and who has enough outfielders that you're really debating that?
I mean, you could, at this point, you could just have a great team. And, like, for example, in one of our Roto leagues, my best Roto team, I got Jay Bruce on my bench. And,
well, Jay Bruce is a little easier to justify than Puig, I think.
Yeah, I probably would be starting Puig in that league. But I would start Danny Santana over Puig.
Assuming you have a great shortstop and middle infielder?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess I could see that. But I think 95 out of 100 Puig owners... Okay, maybe that's a little exaggerated. 9 out of 10 Puig owners don't have that.
Yeah, I just
situation.
Think if you have a really good team right now and you're still alive in your playoffs...
I don't think. I guess I'm saying I don't think benching Puig is crazy, but I cannot, in my heart of hearts, advise it to anyone.
Todd Frazier, homered Friday and Saturday.
Okay, trust him.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Jay Bruce, 4 hits all week, no walks, but 2 of the hits were homers.
Yeah, it's have an easier time saying sit him though. Again, 5 outfielder scenario, particularly if you need home runs. Not so easy to do.
Any reason to doubt Chris Carter at this point?
There's some reason, but I'm not sitting him.
Mark Trumbo, one home run since coming off the DL 2 months ago.
Yeah, probably sitting him.
Hanley Ramirez, 3 for his last 29.
Yeah, that's, I mean, a shortstop, so how many options do you have there? I'd start Danny Santana over him. I would start...
How about Arizmendi on Alcantara?
No, I think I'd stick with Hanley there.
How about J.J. Hardy?
I like Hardy this week, but that's kind of, when you're saying I like a shortstop, it's, you know, it's not picking from a select group there. So I think I'd stick with Hanley there, especially since Hardy has his own injury situation going on.
I know I just asked you about him, but do you trust Kenneth Vargas this week?
I do. Yes.
Chris Davis of the Orioles. 14 games, for last 14 games for Chris Davis, 11 hits, 5 homers.
Yeah, I don't know that I trust him so much, but when he's hot like this, I mean, he can hit a lot of home runs in a short period of time, and I'd just be afraid to miss out on it if I owned him. Probably go with him.
How about Curtis Granderson? He homered twice over the weekend.
No, I don't trust him.
How about Jordy Mercer? He homered twice over the weekend.
I don't trust him, but he is, if you get desperate for a middle infielder, he's not bad.
How about Javier Baez? He's batting 169.
Yeah. Yeah, that's he's kind of like the Jay Bruce of infielders, I think, right now, where if you need home runs, you just kind of suck it up and start him.
Coco Crisp has 5 hits in his last 2 games. I'm still a little skeptical.
Yeah.
Just, you know, you never know when they're going to bench him because of the neck.
Exactly. That's why I don't think you can trust him. I don't think in one of those 5 outfielder leagues, I think I went ahead and sat him for this week.
And I'm excited if CJ Cron can stay in the lineup. I don't think he can if Josh Hamilton's healthy, because you know, that means Pujols doesn't DH and Cron doesn't play first necessarily. So, but Cron doubled and homered Sunday, and he's good when he plays. So just keep him on your radar, I think. Let me ask you about some prospects, some September call-ups. Corey Spangenberg off to a good start, not playing every day. Dilson Herrera had 5 hits over the weekend, Mets second baseman. Spangenberg is a Padres third baseman. Jock Peterson not playing every day, not hitting much. Michael Franco started 2 of 3 games, once against a righty, once against a lefty. Do you see any reason to own Spangenberg, Herrera, Peterson, or Franco?
Well, yes, I do see some reason. And not just league-specific formats where I think the reason is obvious. But I think in some deeper mixed leagues, Herrera and Peterson are both still worth your time. Peterson, the upside is just so high. And I think defensively, there's Don Mattingly's called him the team's only center fielder. So I think there's some incentive to start him more than somebody like Franco for the Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
And then for Herrera, it's just been really good, and he's shortstop eligible. I've mentioned Mercer. There's also Wilmer Flores has been hot recently. He's shortstop eligible. Joe Panic, it's pretty much all singles, but he's shortstop eligible. I would put Herrera in that group as somebody who, if you really get desperate for a shortstop eligible player, and it's probably just in leagues with a middle infielder spot, not ones who just start one shortstop, just one second baseman. If you get desperate, they could end up surprising you with their production. They're not. You can at least see the upside that's there for them.
Let me ask you about some starting pitchers. Tell me if you like them this week. Corey Kluber has Minnesota. Any hesitation at all? Coming off a brilliant complete game shutout.
No, I was kind of worried about his workload, but even then I wasn't hesitant to start him.
Adam Wainwright, complete game, 7-hitter, 1 run, 1 walk, only 3 strikeouts. Colorado this week at home.
I'm probably starting him.
2 starts for Stroman or a 1 start Wainwright?
I would go with a 1 star Wainwright, actually, because I'm not sure about that second start for Stroman.
All right, 2 start Miguel Gonzalez or a 1 start Wainwright?
Wainwright. I did say I like Stroman more than Gonzalez. If you rewind the tape, Adam.
That's true. R.A. Dickey, pitching well lately. He's got Tampa Bay this week. Start or sit?
Sit.
Scott Kazmir at Chicago, at the White Sox. Kind of talked about that. Kyle Loesch been pretty bad lately, and they're gonna get. He's gonna get Cincinnati this week at home.
Yeah, he's. You know, if you get, it's. What am I trying to say? Not in a deep league, you may not have a choice, but I'd rather not start him.
Gerrit Cole has the Cubs this week, and he just faced the Cubs and had a decent start. Six innings, nine hits, three earned runs, four runs total. No walks, eight strikeouts. Starter sit Gerrit Cole.
I don't think he's an automatic start, but he, if among your one-start options, he's going to be tough to sit, too.
Any concerns about starting Hisashi Iwakuma against Houston?
No.
And how about Matt Shoemaker, who had a really bad start at Minnesota, but he had been so good before that, he's at Texas this week.
Yeah, I kind of feel like he was just due for a bad one. I think he's won me over with that long stretch before that. And Texas, like you said, lineup unrecognizable.
I think I'm sitting John Lackey at Cincinnati. How about you?
I dropped John Lackey in a head-to-head league, so one of my shallower leagues. I just didn't really see how I would end up starting him again.
Jason Hamill, he's been pitching better lately at Seattle this week. Just had a very good start against Seattle. Start or sit?
I would probably... Who was it, Hamill?
Yeah.
One start week. Standard mixed, I don't think I could start him.
I got a whole bunch of starting pitchers here. I have their matchups. I have what they've done recently. Go ahead and give it a nice scan. Any group of pitchers you want, and just tell me who are some guys, some names you see that you'd be looking to pick up right now for the stretch run or for week 24.
Well, I talked about Carrasco at the top. He's still kind of available at 71%. He's obvious. You pick him up. Shane Green, I think, is good for weeks when he makes two starts. Were the Yankees one of those going with a six-man? Or
no.
They look good.
Unfortunately, Green just made a two-start week and had a horrible week.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have another. So
he's at Baltimore this week. So I'm not starting him.
Yeah. No, not in a one-start week. But those are the only ones. I mean, you go further up on the list. Liriano, 78% owned. He's been great. Hamill, I do think, is worth owning. But more as a two-star guy than one-star guy. Paxton for the same reason. But you get beyond those who are all owned in the 70 to 75% range, and it's just... I don't know. They all still strike me as desperation options, maybe streaming types.
Guys. How about
like Wei
Gosman?
And Shen. Gosman, I'm not. The K's have been good the last couple starts, but it's just not enough consistency in all the other aspects. I don't trust him on a start to start basis.
Drew Hutchison's been pitching better lately. Do you trust him? He's got the Cubs this week.
He has three good starts in a row.
Four in runs over 19 innings.
Yeah,
22 strikeouts.
Last three. Right. But he was so hit or miss before that, I don't know, three starts aren't enough to change anything for me.
So Derek Holland, better option?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Deeper leagues, how about Vidal Nuno? He's pitching pretty well lately. He's got a 2.15 ERA in his last four starts. He's 0-2. But any hope for him? They've got San Francisco, actually, I think. Arizona was one of the teams going six-man, so they've got... He's at San Diego, Vidal Nuno.
Yeah, he's been pretty good in kind of like a Wei and Chen sort of way, but winless.
Yeah.
With the Diamondbacks. 3.16 ERA, 0.97 whip with the Diamondbacks. That's better than Wei and Chen. 7.1 Ks per nine, 11 starts, but winless. So... I don't know. You first have to overcome the hurdle of, well, do I trust him to keep doing this? Which, I just given his lack of pedigree and home run rate,
I don't
that,
trust him at all. I think it's mostly that he's only faced one NL team twice this year.
That may have something to do with it.
And the second time he faced that team, he pitched well against them for what that's worth. That was the Pirates.
Even if you can overcome that hurdle, though. Because it's the Diamondbacks, and they're clearly not giving him the support he needs. I can't see myself trusting in him this time of year.
All right, that's Vidal Nuno. Some more news and notes for you. Aaron Hill playing some third base. Needs three more games for eligibility. Chris Owings and Didi Gregorius have been in the middle infield for Arizona. Josh Beckett officially out for the year. Needs surgery for his torn labrum, and Beckett might retire. Paul Konerko has a broken hand. Let's hope we get to see him again this year. This is his last season. George Springer doesn't seem likely to return anytime soon. Houston hoping to have Springer back before the season ends. Same thing with Cincinnati and Joey Votto. They're hoping for Votto to play the final week of the season. That's a very droppable guy if you're still hanging
out.
Yeah,
I would say so.
John Jaso should return from his concussion this week, but Jaso probably won't catch. Brandon Belt, clear to begin baseball activities. Not clear if Belt's going to play again this year. And Michael Saunders could return today from his oblique injury. Scott, some hitters, some sleeper hitters this week?
Okay, well, I mentioned J.J. Hardy and Mookie Betts. I like them both. Though, I like Jorge Soler even more if you're on the fence about starting him. We mentioned the Brewers matchup. The interesting thing about them is it's all right-handed pitchers. So Scooter Gennett might look into getting him back in your lineup if you need a second baseman. Luis Valbuena has been really good since I think it goes all the way back to the All-Star break. He's been one of the most home run. He's been one of the home run hittingest third basemen in all of baseball, and the Cubs have decent matchups.
You know, Chris Valaika's actually been doing pretty well in place of Anthony Rizzo at first base.
Yeah. Well, I like Valbuena more.
Yeah, that's fine. Just wanted to throw it out there.
Throw it out there, yeah. Russell Martin. We've talked about him before. He's still flying under the radar at catcher, right? This is a one-catcher league type of start now, I feel like. The Pirates have the best matchups of any team. He's been better than Salvador Perez in terms of head-to-head points per game, which is basically means everybody but the big Posey, LaCroix, Santana types at the position. Got to start him. Matt Adams, he's not 100%, but he did come back at the end of the weekend. He hasn't hit well recently, but it's been like a stretch where the Cardinals have faced a bunch of left-handers, and he's terrible against them. They get five righties this weekend, good matchups. So I'd probably keep him active. Some sits for today. I mentioned Brandon Moss, not trusting him. Oakland is facing a bunch of left-handers this week, so he's been sitting against them recently. Even more reason to reserve him, as well as, well, Stephen Vogt's banged up, but you probably wouldn't want to start him because of the lefties either. I don't like Tyler Flowers so much, even though he's been hot recently. Just not, don't need to get that, dig that deep at catcher. Lonnie Chisenhall's shown some signs of life, but the Indians have tough matchups. Elvis Andrews still started in way too many leagues, over 80% still. He's like the one recognizable name in the Rangers lineup, but that doesn't really help his cause. Marcelo Zuna, his numbers are terrible on the road. He had a big game against the Braves over the weekend, but .235 batting average, like a .650 OPS on the road this year, and their matchups aren't so favorable. Brandon Phillips just... They're talking like they brought him back too early. He hasn't done anything since returning, and second base is deep enough, whether it's Scooter Gennett or Mookie Betts or
Prado. Gennett's interesting, Scott.
Yeah.
I think a lot of his value is tied to where he bats in the order, and he's been batting leadoff with Gomez out. Now, if Gomez comes back, it is actually not a certainty that Gomez is going to lead off, but that's just something to watch.
Yeah.
All right, let me read some emails here. First, a tweet from DM Fantasy. Chris Carter, Mookie Betts, or Carlos Gomez? Pick two. Chris Carter, Mookie Betts, Carlos Gomez. Pick two.
I'd bench Betts there.
Chris wants you to rank these four catchers rest of season in points. Yadier Molina, Evan Gattis, Devin Mesoraco, Carlos Santana.
Santana, far and away number one. He's one of the most underrated players in fantasy, but particularly that format, I feel like. Then I go Mesoraco, Gattis, and Molina.
Okay, next up we've got JK from Vancouver. Pick two from this list. Waka at Cincinnati and home against Colorado. Gonzalez at Boston, home against the Yankees. One-start Cashner at the Dodgers. Oh, no, two-start Cashner, sorry. At the Dodgers and at Arizona. And Jacob deGrom, who's now a two-star, now a one-star pitcher, not a two-star pitcher. So you got to pick two. And I let me just check on Cashner because I thought he lost his second start. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Andrew Cashner is now a one-star pitcher. So you've got The two-star pitchers in, where are we, Scott? Oh.
Waka and Gonzalez.
Waka and Gonzalez, and then the one starts Cashner and DeGrom.
Well, Waka's definitely one. If it was a two-star Cashner, that would have made it easy. So it's between a one-star Cashner, one-star DeGrom, and a two-star Gonzalez. I'm kind of leaning DeGrom there. He's been great in his two starts back. The Rockies on the road are a favorable matchup. I think that's who I choose.
Unfortunately, Cashner's matchup right now is at the Dodgers and not at Arizona. From Eddie, I need someone for 2 weeks. Playoff start next week, so Jerko, Valbuena, or Neil Walker? Who are you going with?
I'm going with Walker.
All right. And last one, it's, I don't have a name here. Sorry, dude. Let me look it up real quick. I got it in my inbox. This is from Michael. He says, hello, Covelli, Calvin, and Maurice. Players who go by or went by nicknames. Coco Crisp, yeah. Pokey Reese, and Mo Vaughn.
Mm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I only knew Covelli. Not the others.
I didn't even know Covelli.
Could have put Larry. You know that one?
Could have been Chipper. Yeah. This is a keeper question. Which four should I keep in a 7x7 categories league? Players lose a round of value each year. I am without a round 5 pick in next year's draft. So keep 4. Bryce Harper. In round 1. Adam Jones in round 1. Felix in round 3. Matt Holliday in round 3. Donaldson in round 4. Price in round 4. Abreu in round 9. Samardzija in round 10. Whole bunch of round 11 options. 12, 20. I'm not going to read these. So you pick them, Scott. Pick 4.
Okay. Abreu is the obvious one in round 9, I think. But then after that, it gets tricky. I like 4. Just 4, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like both Donaldson and Price in round 4 are too good to pass up. So then the last one is between Lester in round 12 and Matt Harvey, who will be coming back from Tommy John surgery in round 21. I'm kind of leaning Harvey there just because of the long-term aspect. It wouldn't be just next year, although I think next year he should be good because it's been more than a year off from Tommy John surgery. But then beyond that, keeping him 1 year earlier every year, that could go on for a long time.
Yeah. Scott, thank you very much. Oh, wait, so who's it going to be? Did you pick?
Yeah, I'm going Donaldson, Price, Abreu, and Harvey.
Harvey it is. Scott, thank you very much. Now, oh, thank you. Back tomorrow with Alan Scott. I'm Adam Azer. Have a good one, everybody.